time to get down to business news, that is, with Madison Reedy. Maddie, employment confidence have we got today? Is that, what's the latest survey telling us?
So on this one, it's saying that workers are pleased about rising wages, okay, but they're not feeling so good about the prospect of finding a new job, especially if they're made redundant. So that's according to the Westpac McDermott Miller Employment Confidence Index that we got today. It's actually for the month of December, so it rose 2 points to a measure of 102.8 for the last month of last year. So it seems it's now a good time to be employed, but not such a good time to be unemployed. Wage growth is at a 10-year high. So 23% of those workers surveyed for this data set said that their earnings had increased in the 2019 year, and 28% of those surveyed also expect their earnings to increase this year. But when it came to things like current job opportunities and job security specifically, those factors in the index, the measures for those, fell. And that's probably because business confidence is still pretty low. So businesses' profitability is being squeezed by things like rising costs. And in these uncertain times, they're not so keen to hire new staff.
Interesting. And it probably doesn't tell us this, but I'd be interested to know if they think the increases in their wages are making them feeling any more affluent versus the cost, because you talked there about...
We would see that in consumer spending,
yeah,
which has actually risen recently. And as we saw with the data that came through, especially with e-card spending that came through at the end of last year from Black Friday and Cyber Monday, those sales absolutely boomed and actually topped Boxing Day sales. So consumers are absolutely out there spending.
Interesting. Okay, so you've got a New Zealand-born tech company that is looking to list on the share market. What are they offering us?
This is the retail technology company called Laybuy, and it's preparing to list on the Australian Stock Exchange, not our stock exchange. So if you don't know, Laybuy is a buy now, pay later service. It's one of many that have risen to success in recent years, this sort of boom. And it's essentially a modern twist on the traditional Laybuy service. But the difference is that if you buy an item using one of these buy now, pay later services, they're essentially third-party apps, you can actually take the items home with you and pay for the item over a couple of weeks in installments. Now, this particular company, Laybuy, was actually started by a father and son duo in Auckland. It's now actually based in Britain, in London, and it's majority owned by the Auckland-based investment firm Pioneer Capital. Now, a source close to the company has told me that it's appointed advisors in Australia to look through its funding options to help fund its expansion and its international growth. Now, it considered listing on the ASX. It also considered at a high level listing on the NZX, so that's the New Zealand Stock Exchange, and also on British markets as well. It also floated the idea of doing nothing and seeing what that would do with, for the company's growth. And it also considered raising more money privately through a private capital raising. So it landed on that idea of a sole listing on the ASX, on the Australian market. And the source I spoke to says that's because it thinks that Australian investors understand its business best. That's because its competitors, most namely the dominant player in Australia, Afterpay, it's a big one here too, and also Zip, they're both listed on the ASX. In fact, Afterpay actually has a market capitalisation of near $9 billion. So that's why they thought the ASX was probably a good place to go. This one will be a bit of a bitter pill for the NZX to swallow, though, because they have been losing companies in droves, especially to private equity firms, which are taking over some of our biggest companies. In fact, ones like MetLife Care and Abano Healthcare are in takeover talks at the moment, so they could be set to leave the NZX this year. So the NZX really is in need of new companies and new product offerings to offer investors here. But despite that, Laybuy is getting on with this one anyway to list on the ASX. The source tells me that they're looking to raise between 10 and 15 million Australian dollars in a pre-listing capital raise. And then when they do go with their initial public offering before they list, they're going to look to raise a minimum of 45 million Australian dollars. They are yet to lodge any formal applications with Australian authorities, as they're required to do in this process, but they are aiming to be listed by June.
Okay, so what else has been happening on the markets today?
We actually had a record high. believe it or not. We're hitting these quite often now, aren't we?
Yeah, after yesterday's dip, you've bounced back.
So yesterday we had a dip, and that was off the back of three rises last week. So back to a new record. So the NZX Top 50 Index rose 0.5% today to close at 11,805 points. So that's the new number to beat. The New Zealand dollar, that's buying at 66 US cents, 96.3 to the Australian, and 50.1 British pence.
Thanks, Madison. Madison Reedy with our business update.